JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, it's the 8th of the 8th, 2018. It's a lucky day for everyone, Mike.
Okay, should I point myself southeast for some feng shui or something? What should I be doing? Am I facing
I don't know. I just noticed that as I started to talk.
And, hey, did you see Elon's tweet overnight?
No, tell me.
He's taking Tesla private.
Really?
Well, no one knows whether the tweet's real, but he said, I'm taking it private, $420, and I've got the funding.
Oh, well, there you go. The Saudis have been building up a stake
exactly.
So perhaps they've got to him.
Exactly.
Perhaps they've got to him.
Right, anyway, offshore housing markets, and this is your theme, and it's so sad. I wish we were more on television because you provided me with graphs. And, oh, my Lord, the graphs are just the cohesiveness of the graphs are blowing my mind. So what you're doing is you're linking the sale of luxury cars with the sale and price of houses, and they are directly correlated.
Yeah, there's quite a good correlation there. So we've talked about this before. We've talked about the fact that I sort of think that there is this impact of offshore sentiment in the housing markets, that comes down into New Zealand as well. So we're looking at this luxury car market. Now, what this is based off is we got some car sales data out in the US in July, and car sales fell heavily. Plummeting demand for passenger cars. Nobody wants those suckers anymore. Lower sales across all mainland states. I mean, they still sold 85,000 or so cars, but it's down almost 8% on the same month last year. I mean, even the SUVs, that's the most bulletproof car category there is, even they fell 1%. But anyway, Mike, this is actually the good folk at CommSec. This is Australia's biggest share broking firm. It's owned by CommBank, and they have what they call the CommSec Luxury Vehicle Index. And Craig James, he's the chief economist there, pointed out, and as you can see, he pointed out this index acts as a leading indicator for Australian house prices. It's all about the housing wealth effect. You know, your house goes up in value, you feel wealthy, so you race out and you buy a Maybach or a Mercedes-Benz, as you do. But luxury car sales peaked in 2016, and now luxury car sales and house prices are falling simultaneously for the first time in 6.5 years. Luxury car sales down 11%, so it now looks like the house prices may need to catch up a bit. It just reinforces that negative influence that I think of sentiment that we might get from across the ditch. Now, Mike, I know you'd be mildly interested. What constitutes a luxury vehicle? Aston Martin, Audi, BMW, Bentley, Ferrari. The Porsches are in there. The Rollers are in there. The Lamborghinis are in there. The Jaguars are in there. So there you go.
Yeah.
They stop buying the...
They tax them in Australia as well, and so they become even more expensive. So the place to buy a luxury car is New Zealand. Now, talk to me about the IPOs with some massive ones coming.
Huge, huge. So we know the Chinese share market is under a bit of pressure, but it's not stopping all the boys and girls in the capital markets. Bring some pretty big deals to the table. China Tower Group, they recently raised $6.9 billion in a US dollar in an initial public offering. That's the biggest IPO we've seen in a couple of years. That starts trading today in Hong Kong. Keep an eye on that. But that's just an entree, Mike, to the expected IPO of the wireless business of the Japanese mega cap company SoftBank. SoftBank's a holding company. It's listed on the Japanese share market, owns a bunch of companies, one of the top 50 companies in the world. Word is that SoftBank will be looking at a valuation of about $90 billion for their wireless business. They've still got to get some investor feedback on that. They're looking at selling a third of that business, $30 billion. They're thinking about selling under the IPO. That would make that IPO of SoftBank Mobile the largest IPO ever.
Wow.
Bigger than Alibaba, which was $25 billion. So lots of big deals coming to market there.
Lay those numbers on me.
Yeah, very quickly, global trade auction, Mike, global dairy trade auction, flat. It was flat. I can't give all the details because the website's down, but we'll take that as a win, actually, because we've had four consecutive falls. Yeah. Dow Jones, 25,660, up 158. S&P 500, 2860, up 10. NASDAQ, 7890, up 31. FTSE 100, 7718. They gained 0.7% yesterday, up 55. The Nikkei, up 155, 22662. Shanghai Composite, bouncing back 2.7%, 2779. ASX 200, 6253, they fell 19, and we fell 27 on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 8875. On the currencies, Kiwi against the US 0.6729, against the Aussie 0.9072, against the Euro 0.5808, against the pounds 0.5201, against the yen 74.90, gold $1,209.86, and Brent crude up a bit there, $74.66.
Have a good one, mate. See you Thursday. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, and the team available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.